Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, When the Earth Had Two Moons, by planetary scientist Eric Asfaw, is an exploration of how violence and chance shaped the familiar order of the solar system. Using the tools of modern planetary science, especially impact modeling and comparative geology, Asfaw revisits long-standing questions about why planets look and behave the way they do. The book connects dramatic events, such as giant collisions, planetary mergers, and disruptive close passes to everyday observations like the phases of the moon, the distribution of asteroids, and the seasonal rhythms of worlds with tilted axes. Rather than presenting a tidy origin story, it emphasizes that planets are built through repeated episodes of creation and destruction, with many outcomes possible. Asfaw also highlights how new data from spacecraft missions and improved simulations continually revise our understanding. The result is a readable guide to the hidden history behind the night sky, where familiar objects become evidence for a dynamic and sometimes chaotic past. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, giant impacts and the making of worlds. A central theme is that planets are not assembled gently but forged through collisions that can melt, fragment, and reassemble entire worlds. The book treats giant impacts as a creative mechanism that can strip mantles, mix interiors, reset crusts, and alter a planet's spin and tilt. This perspective helps explain why rocky planets differ so strongly in density and composition, and why some bodies look like survivors of catastrophic episodes. Asfaw uses the logic of physics and geology to show how impact energy scales with speed and size, and why early solar system conditions made extreme collisions common. He also explores how outcomes depend on impact angle, velocity, and the internal strength of materials, meaning the same starting ingredients can yield very different planets. The idea of cannibal planets follows naturally growing worlds can consume neighbors, and the debris from these encounters can become moons, rings, or swarms of smaller bodies. By framing impacts as part of a continuous evolutionary process rather than rare accidents, the book gives readers a coherent way to interpret planet surfaces, meteorites, and orbital patterns as records of repeated reconstruction. Secondly, Two Moons and the Evolving Earth-Moon System, the title points to a provocative possibility after a major impact produced a lunar-sized companion. Earth may have briefly hosted more than one moon or multiple large fragments sharing Earth orbit. Asfaw discusses how a debris disk can spawn moonlets and how orbital dynamics, tides, and resonances can drive them to merge, collide, or fall back to Earth. This scenario offers a lens for thinking about puzzling aspects of lunar history, such as how the moon's crust formed, why the near side and far side differ, and how the Earth-Moon system evolved toward its present configuration. The emphasis is less on a single definitive narrative and more on plausible pathways supported by dynamics and material behavior. By considering intermediate states, including temporary satellites and reaccretion, the book underscores that the current moon is an outcome among several that could have occurred. Readers gain a deeper appreciation for tides as a long-term engine that transfers angular momentum, reshapes orbits, and gradually changes day length. The Earth-Moon story becomes a case study in how celestial mechanics and catastrophic beginnings combine to create stable, familiar skies. Thirdly, Icy Giants, Distant Collisions, and the Architecture of the Outer Solar System, the book broadens from Earth to the outer solar system, where icy giants and their moons preserve clues to formative upheavals. Uranus, with its extreme axial tilt, is a prime example of a planet whose present orientation hints at a past collision or sequence of encounters. Asfaw explains how impacts on icy worlds differ from those on rocky planets, because ice, rock, and volatile compounds respond differently under pressure and temperature, affecting what is lost, what is retained, and what is redistributed. The unusual satellite systems and ring structures of giant planets are treated as evidence of repeated disruption, capture, and reorganization. By comparing different planetary systems, the book shows how to infer histories from present-day configurations, including moon orbits, resonances, and compositions. It also connects these processes to the broader architecture of the solar system, where migration of giant planets and gravitational scattering can rearrange small body populations and trigger new waves of collisions. This outer system perspective reinforces the idea that planetary formation did not end when the planets formed, but continued through late rearrangements that left signatures still observable today in moons, rings, and the distribution of icy debris beyond Neptune. Fourthly, dirty comets, rubble piles, and the physics of small bodies. Asfaw devotes attention to comets, asteroids, and other small bodies because they are both building blocks and fossils of early solar system conditions. Many are not monolithic rocks but rubble piles, loosely bound aggregates shaped by weak gravity, repeated impacts, and thermal cycling. This matters for how they break apart, how they form craters, and how they respond to close passes by planets or the sun. The book frames comets as dirty snowballs, in a literal, physical sense, mixtures of ice and dust, whose activity reveals internal structure as sunlight drives jets and erosion. Spacecraft observations of irregular shapes, fragile surfaces, and unexpected density values become key evidence for formation through gentle accretion, followed by disruptive processing. Understanding small body mechanics also has practical implications, from interpreting meteorite origins to thinking clearly about impact hazards and deflection strategies. A loosely bound object behaves very differently from a solid one when pushed or heated. By linking small body behavior to the grander theme of constructive destruction, the book helps readers see why the solar system contains so many leftover fragments, and why their properties record a history of collisions, reassembly, and slow reshaping over billions of years. Lastly, dreadful orbits, instability, and why the night sky looks orderly, a recurring insight is that today's calm-looking solar system is the outcome of earlier instability. The book highlights how gravitational interactions can create dreadful orbits, including highly eccentric paths, resonant chains, and crossing trajectories that make collisions or ejections likely. Over time, such configurations tend to resolve into more stable arrangements, but not without leaving scars in the form of impacts, tilted axes, and altered rotation rates. Asphog explains how resonances can pump up eccentricity and inclination, how tidal forces can circularize orbits, and how close encounters can dramatically change a body's trajectory. This framework helps readers understand why certain regions are depleted, why asteroid families exist, and why moons occupy particular orbital niches. The night sky appears steady because we observe it in a relatively quiet epoch, yet the underlying mechanics allow for episodes of rapid change when conditions align. By blending dynamics with geological consequences, the book encourages readers to interpret stability as a survivor state rather than a default. The payoff is a more realistic sense of cosmic time. The same laws that keep planets in their lanes today also permit dramatic rearrangements when masses, distances, and resonances conspire. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers who enjoy astronomy, space missions, and big origin questions, as well as students who want an accessible bridge into planetary science. Readers do not need advanced math, but they should be willing to think in terms of physical processes and long timescales. The main benefit is a shift in perspective. Instead of treating planets and moons as static objects, you learn to see them as evolving systems shaped by collisions, orbital instabilities, and slow tidal interactions. That mindset can enrich everyday stargazing, making familiar sights like the moon, the planets, and meteor showers feel like evidence in an ongoing investigation of the solar system's past, compared with many popular astronomy books that focus on what is out there. Asphog emphasizes how it came to be, drawing on impact physics and real spacecraft discoveries to explain why worlds differ and what their differences imply. The result stands out for its unifying theme of constructive violence and for its willingness to explore multiple plausible pathways, including surprising possibilities like transient extra moons. If you want a scientifically grounded narrative that makes the night sky feel newly alive with history, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Eric Asphog, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.